Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. And is here, GCN.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. We are talking to you today about what your thoughts are. And I do appreciate the balance that we're getting from our listeners. Some of you have questions about some of the things that are happening around you. Some of you say, I don't even care. I just want to get my own life in order. And isn't that what it's all about? Our own relationship with our own Heavenly Father. Let's go to Bill in Illinois. Bill, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind, sir?
Hi, Joyce. I just want to say that I really appreciate your show and
thank you.
Having Josh Noel on, and I think you guys do a great and excellent job. One of the things I want to talk about was cognitive dissonance, where I know what Cass Ingram said that a lot of people might have a hard time believing. I'm not saying I believe the gentleman. I haven't done the research myself, and I also suggest that everybody do their own research instead of just taking the word of anyone else. Mm-hmm. And in fact, that there's one gentleman who had done a lot of an internet radio program a while back. You can find some of his information on YouTube, and he was by The Informer. And another gentleman that was along with him that did parallel research was James Montgomery. And what they discussed was the history of the United States and what the real history is. And what he had discovered was, which a lot of people don't know, is that we did not actually break away from Great Britain. We've always still been a colony of Great Britain. And that in order for us to fight the real fight, as some people would say, you need to know your enemy. You need to know what's really going on and how things really operate. And these gentlemen talk about this. They talk about how the United States is a corporation, and where we live is America, and there's a big difference.
And do they have a website? Do you know if they have a website?
There was there's a radio show that the guy had that had posted posted some of these interviews that he had done. The best place to find him, he's created a web channel, and they're on YouTube. And if you just go to YouTube and type in The Informer, you will get at least one or two of his interviews that are on there. And from there, you can research and Google and find from the channel name itself.
Okay, what were the names of the guys that you quoted a minute ago?
The Informer is one of them. He didn't want to put his name I don't think he wanted to put his name on out in the open. And I think part of it was that in the interviews that I've heard was that he was getting inundated by emails. They just couldn't answer them all. And the second thing was that he was being attacked by the IRS at the time. And the next guy was James Montgomery. And apparently they both did parallel research together, that not as a team, but independently, and discovered a lot of the same similar stuff.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you very much for that information. Anything else for you, Bill?
No, Joyce, I just pray for you and hope that you become healthy again.
Thank you so very much. I sure appreciate you. Thank you very much for your kind words. Okay, let's now go to Maya in New York. Maya in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Yes, welcome. Hi, welcome, and Happy New Year. Peace, health, wealth for the beloved Power Hour family.
Thank
Excuse
you.
Excuse me. This is Maya. And Joyce, I have two particular points that I need to make. The first is an update on some information that you mentioned recently, where you had mentioned that juror of the grand jury regarding in Ferguson was taking a lawsuit. But I also wanted to add that the NAACP has filed a motion to the presiding judge for a new grand jury. So that's very interesting.
No, I did not know that. In Ferguson, they have filed a motion for a new grand jury to rehear the case?
NAACP. You can have more than one grand jury. People aren't familiar with that. The other part is I heard...
Okay, we got to go to break. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me. So I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at GunsAD.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to GunsAD.com. That's GunsAD.com. Guns80.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Welcome back to Power Hour. You are entering the third hour of the Power Hour today, and it is the 9th of January, 2015. We thank you all for hanging in there with us and supporting us and talking on the air and coming on board. Each and every one of you that shares, you know, you all have so many good things to share, and I really appreciate that. Let me go back to Maya in New York. Maya, go ahead, please.
Maya.
M-A-A-T.
M-A-A-T.
Got
yes,
it. Okay, go
yes.
ahead.
Okay. First of all, I heard Brother Shaka Shakur from the People Survival Program on the New York Pacifica station last night, and he had some very information. It seems that the sister of the Crawford gentleman who was shot at the Walmart immediately when the police arrived is now dead in a car accident. Additionally, and you remember she was interrogated in a horrific way by the police. There's some footage of that. And additionally, mm-hmm. regarding Brown, it seems that the witness the next day wound up dead suspiciously, and he also said that another witness is suddenly dead. And, of course, there's Ramsey Order, who was the one who videographed what happened to Eric Gardner in Staten Island, with no loose cigarettes, by the way. And he was the videographer, and the police harassed and surveilled him, took he and his wife off to jail on a frame set up. Framing him with having some broken gun or something. So these are things that are behind the scenes. But I want to say that I am thrilled to hear you today. We really, our prayers, our meditations for your good health. And I want to say I'm having a bit of a logistical problem. I always hear you say, and one of the reasons why we're so attached to you, that you're accessible in terms of ideas, and I'm sort of betwixt and between, and I understand that probably Catherine feels vulnerable since she works out of a different place, but I can't get through, and certain ideas or awarenesses that you have, you don't always want to put it in an email. You want to be more discreet about putting it forward, whether it's used or considered or not.
Uh-huh. Are you saying you want to talk to me? Are you saying you want to talk to me?
Absolutely.
Okay, call the Power Mall. Call the Power Mall, leave your phone number, and I will get back to you this weekend.
Excellent.
Sometime.
And I have a book for you, you'll love. I do a project called 2-1 PR Angel. It's a pro bono project. It's by Elena Freeland. It's called Chemtrails, Harp, and the Full Spectrum Dominance of Planet Earth. And I'd like to get you a review copy.
Okay.
You'll love her work. I'll get that in process. That gives me, hardens me greatly, and I will leave a message. I appreciate
it. Okay, let me give you the phone number. Okay, let me give you the phone number, Myatt. The phone number is 573-378-6049. 573.
Is that the same one that's on my catalog that's so dog-eared?
Yeah. Yes, I'm sure it is. Yeah,
okay.
Just call over there and tell them that you want to talk to me, that you were the one that called in and said you want to talk to me, and I will talk to you this weekend.
Excellent. I'll be looking forward to that. And
thank
you.
Love you
dearly. Thank
me
you.
Me
so
too, and I will look
work.
Forward to it. Thank you, okay. Myatt. I sure appreciate it. All right, let's go to Steve in Virginia. Steve in Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind, Steve?
Yes, thank you once again. As always, we are always blessed by the show, and
aww,
we continue to pray for you and your health and such. We just had a question. There was a book, I think, that you may have mentioned in the past, a thick book with a lot of, I guess, remedies, health remedies and such. I don't know. I think it was written by one of the doctors.
Yeah, it's the Encyclopedia of Health Remedies. It's at the Power Mall.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Encyclopedia of Health Remedies. It's a great big huge 11,000 health remedies in there.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Well, that's great. Yeah, that's all I was calling about today. And as always, we always, like I say, we just wanted to encourage you all. And we've gotten so much from the show over the years and the different guests, and we really appreciate it. I know there's so much behind the scenes people listening don't realize has to work for the show to, you know, come out. And
yeah, that is kind of you. Yeah, it's got to be. Yeah, thank you so much for all your kind words. It is such a combination of Gary and Wanda doing the web, with Catherine doing all the work that she does on the email blast and everything else, getting the guest, et cetera, and everybody at the Power Mall. I mean, it's just a combination of a lot of really, really good people. Cynthia doing the news, and I think, I don't know, I think the Power Hour has the best news out there.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I know True News does a really good job, and I'd like to know who else does a really good job. I'd like to know who you all think does the best news on the air, because I want to listen to them. I want to find out how they do it, and I want to see how we could improve ours, because I would like for us to have the best news on the air. So thank you very much, Steve, in Virginia. Let's go to Ty in Wisconsin. I haven't let Josh or Noel say anything lately. I'll allow you to if you would like.
Absorbing everything.
Okay. Ty in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, Ty.
Joyce, I also wanted to say that I would love to have a conversation with you over the weekend, and I'll say boldly that after our conversation, you'll know that, you know what, I think this kid is hearing from the Lord. Okay. Now, I'm not going to advertise my book. I have written a book, and chapter one of it is titled Everything's Happening for a Reason. And the Lord has drilled down on me to hone down even more specifically that everything is happening because of the Alpha and Omega, which Isaiah 45:7 says, I, the Lord, create good and evil. Most of the preachers out there, they say the Lord allows good and evil. But the Hebrew word for create is bara, which is the same Hebrew word in Genesis 1, where the Lord created the heavens and the earth. I back that up by a second witness. Ephesians 1:11 says
instead of going through all this, why don't you send me a copy of the book, and maybe we'll have you on the show. Why don't you do that? Send me a copy of your book.
That'd be fantastic. And also, I will give a U-Token update next week. I do want to bring perspective into everything, though. We are not to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, saying, oh, look at this and look at that. Jonah 2:8 says, do not observe lying vanities, for by doing so you forsake your own mercy. The first promise to the overcomers in the book of Revelation, Revelation 2, is that they eat from the tree of life. So don't eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
All right, what is the tree of life? And what do you see the tree of life as being?
Okay, Jesus is the tree of life. Okay.
All right, I got to go. Okay. Thank you very much for the phone call. Send me a copy of your book. Everything's happening for a reason. Makes a lot of sense. Let's go to John in Ohio. John, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I would like to clarify something I objected to about the guest yesterday, because I really believe that I was trying to make the point that he's going counter to some of the missions that you're trying to accomplish by red baiting through the COINTELPRO operation of J. Edgar Hoover, Martin Luther King. Now, you know very much, and I know you've researched the COINTELPRO disinfo, smear, setup, and even assassination program of the FBI against Martin Luther King. Yet he uses that. This Bushman yesterday and before on another stand-in for you to smear Martin Luther King. And it's the tactic of the John Birch Society, which he was citing. And the Birch Society is really the most ultra-right, far-right fascist organization in the history of the country. It was funded by the Koch, Fred Koch, the multi-billionaire, H.L. Hunt, Burchison. Some even say that it was involved in the Kennedy assassination. It was the one who put up the signs calling Kennedy a traitor who had to be eliminated when he went to Dallas that day when he was murdered. So I think when you have somebody who is using that kind of red baiting of the John Birch Society for practically anything less right wing than Attila the Hun, we're going back to an ugly period when the Birch Society was saying even President Eisenhower was screaming around that he was a commie and that the Joint Chiefs of Staff of all the military services were commies.
Let me just stop you and say that you really, your life will be changed when you read the COINTELPRO document.
Exactly.
And I don't think that he has read it. I think he's reading and listening to a lot of the JBS stuff, John Birch Society stuff. And I really learned what they were all about when they said that what I was doing for the veterans was not a service to them, that I was, a horrible human being. And, I mean, it's on – go to GulfWarVets.com and put in John Birch Society letter, and you'll see the letter from John McManus there, how he tried to tear me down. And that's when I realized they had a mission, and it wasn't according to what I think our mission is. So – I think Sam knows a lot of the people in JBS and has believed a lot of those people. He and I have had discussions over this. So, Sam is an amazing person. You can show him the truth and he will change his mind or he will retract or he will whatever. And that, I think, we need to keep in mind that that's what these people need to be, is we need to be open and honest when we learn something else might be the real story.
I just don't agree that that's his openness to this. I think he's very fast talking, and he's been very much involved over the years, has plenty of opportunity to realize that organizations like the Birch Society, if you look up a search, Birch Society ties to Nazis, CIA, World Anti-Communist League Death Squads and Western Goals. They're a very sinister organization. There's others also on the right-wing circuit that are very much connected to that, very powerful.
Yeah, and you can also see, you know, in COINTELPRO, they mentioned the John Birch Society as being a friendly media and a friendly support system to COINTELPRO. So I didn't say that. It's in COINTELPRO. Thank
yes,
you very
also,
much, John. We got to go. Thank you very much for the phone call. We'll be back after this 4-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-221-9896. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-221-9896. That's 1-800-221-9896. Call 1-800-221-9896.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help
the first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Starting all over again, it's gonna be rough for us. We're gonna make it. Starting all over as friends, it's gonna be rough.
love that song. Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. In the studio today, we have Josh, his wife, Noelle, and, of course, myself. And I just wanted to give you guys a real quick update that, in case you were not aware of the fact that I did undergo some radiation as a result of I had some serious problems in my spine. There was a tumor in the spine that had grown that I was not aware of that I learned about on Thanksgiving Day. And so they did some radiation there, which really, really did help. I mean, it really, really has helped. And I'm so grateful for that. I would have never thought I would have ever submitted to radiation.
You had no choice, really. I mean, you had a choice, but you were going to be paralyzed.
Yeah. I mean, it was that bad. And I even talked to Dr. Rogers about it and several people, several of the docs that we have on this program. And there is a time and place for that. And unfortunately, that that needed to be done. And so Noelle took me to all 10 of the radiation sessions, and I am glad I did it. I am really, really glad I did it. The pain is much, much less now, so I'm feeling much, much better. I'm doing a couple of things that I'll tell you all about, some things with Dr. Cass Ingram that I'll let you know what his protocol is, and also what Dr. Rogers has recommended, and I will also let you know later on, of course, what happens with Sherry Edwards, because something happened that day that I did those frequencies. I don't know what it was, but something happened that day, and so I'm going to be receiving that CD anytime now with the frequencies on it, and I'm going to be doing it 3 times a day, so I'll let you all know about that too. So I just want to keep you up to date what's happening. I do feel much, much better, and I'm going to try and do the show Monday, Wednesday and Friday now, unless there's something that conflicts with that. You know, there are some doctor things that I have to do. Also wanted to let you know that the Dow is down about 73 points after opening at 8:30 Central Time this morning. Gold is up at about 1218, I believe. So, and I have not seen silver. Maybe Josh can look up silver for us.
16 cents.
Up 16 cents.
Yeah.
Dow is down 90 points now. So just to let you know, down 90 points and gold is 1219. All right, let's go back to the calls. We want to talk to you and find out what is on your mind. Gives you all some attention, and I do appreciate each and every one of you. Eric in New York. Eric, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind, sir?
Thank you so much, Joyce. Nice to have you back.
Thank you.
I got two things to discuss. I'll try to be brief. I have located a physical source of the ringing in the ears that people are experiencing, and I want to disclose that. But first, very important, in one of my previous calls to your show, you offered that when I develop an online presence for people to network and do courtroom observation for each other, which is standing by your friends and neighbors when they get dragged into court, I have developed that, and I'd like to talk to you about that sometime if you're still willing to have me on air regarding that. I'll get home with you through the Power Mall like you suggested. Is that appropriate?
Yes, please. Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm going to get a hold of you through there, and it'll be for courtroom observation, and people all around the country can start networking and helping each other stand with each other in court.
Now, I think that's a wonderful thing. I just want to say, I think that's a wonderful thing that you have set up here, and I really, really want to empower you to continue to do that and how we can help you with that. That's a solution issue we need to focus on, so thank you very much for that.
Well, thank you. You're the one that's providing the platform and the facilitation, and bless you for it. When I was doing some chores around the house the other day, I experienced the classic ringing in the ears. Now, first, there is a problem that people have due to too much being overweight, too much body weight compared to what they should be, you know, too much fat or however much weight you're carrying around is excessive. That can create and stress. And going from a noisy environment into a very quiet environment, all three can cause a ringing in the ears. But I discovered something fascinating. As I was hearing the ringing in my ears, I turned my head and noticed that it went away. So I realized, hey, this is not in my head. This is coming from an actual external source.
Wow.
So I followed, listen to this. I followed the noise down to the outlet where plugged into the outlet was the, what do you call it? The little adapter box. Remember?
Stay right there. Stay right there. I want to hear what you got to say after this 3-minute break. Wow, I feel like a game show on TV. We'll be right back with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. Mm-hmm.
free from the shackles of corporate America. We're the place for independent thinkers. GCN. You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You are so important to the Power Hour, each and every one of you, just knowing you're out there. And I just wanted to have a word here. I want to say please support the Power Mall. We need your help. We need your support. You know, with me not being on the air and doing a lot of product things of telling you about the incredible products that are out there, you know, we're not having the business, of course, that we've had before, and we really do need your support. So please purchase from the Power Mall. And you know the seasonings, we have the best seasonings, I think, anywhere, organic and for the best price. Whether it's that, whether it's the coconut oil, whether it's the green drinks, whatever it is, please support the Power Mall because that's how we are able to bring you this program. And also Power Hour Gold. I want you all to go to Power Hour Gold and look at how you can purchase 1 gram of gold at a time or 2.5 grams or five. Power Hour Gold, and then just put your name in there in the website, and we'll give you a call back. This is not like you're going on any list or anything. You might get a call from Noel, you might get a call from Rod, you might get a call from Rosie, who knows, the people that are doing Power Hour Gold. I want you to check that out. Lots of people are now. And PowerHourGold.com, it's turning out to be a really good thing. No negative, no downside to it. So please go to Power Hour Gold. Also, to get your storable food, PowerPrepper.com, PowerPrepper.com. And I just wanted to say, I haven't had Josh and Noel talking much today, but, you know, both of you guys, I just want you, you know, if you want to say anything about how much we appreciate everybody out there and these, knowing that we have friends like this. That is the greatest feeling in the world.
Unbelievable, the support that I've seen, you know, especially since you, you know, going through what you've been going through. It's just been,
yeah,
I don't know. It's just been amazing, the support, the emotion, mm-hmm. you know, prayers and I don't know what to say about it, really. You know, it's overwhelming and humbling and beautiful.
It is. And the letters, Noelle's been helping me with all the mail.
It truly is. It's really wonderful to be a part of, to witness the love and support that's out there for you. It gives you a whole new perspective on life. And it really, it makes me feel closer to my own friends and family as well. It makes me feel like I want to reach out to them more and show them as much love and support as you're being shown. And it really is just very encouraging to be a part of.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and see how hard the Power Hour people work, too. And see them work as a team is pretty beautiful.
Oh, yes.
It's beautiful to me. I don't know.
It is, the way the Power Mall works. I mean, yesterday, for instance, they didn't have any heat down there because the propane, somehow we had a misfiring in our propane regulator, and they had no heat out there, and they were working, and it was like 4 degrees outside, and they were working, and it was cold. Now, I'm probably going to have the OSHIP people on our necks now as a result of that. But, you know, I mean, but seriously, and JJ was down there on that cement.
Cold. Yeah, it gets cold down there.
Oh, man, he was really cold. So, you know, they work so hard, and they don't have the best environment out there. They work in a barn. They work in a barn, and I just appreciate everybody that does what they do for the Power Hour. Thank you all very much. The Dow is down 142. Don't know what's going on, but evidently all is not well. Let's go back to Eric in New York. I'm sorry to take that time, Eric, but go ahead, please, with what you want to accomplish.
You did the right thing with the Power Mall. Let me explain to people one reason why I'm initiating exclusively shopping at the Power Mall. Let me tell you why. I went, there is a local health food store that's owned locally by people I know, and they do a great job, and they're doing their best to keep out the GMO. So I like to go and support them and buy my vitamins and stuff there. Well, I walked in the other day, and the very last vitamin, whole food vitamin, Megafoods, has now, the company has been purchased by a multinational corporate that makes vitamins for all the pharmacies like Walgreens and Walmart. And so I got news for you. The fact, the big key in this is, you know, the vitamins and products you buy at the Power Mall are made by and controlled by and individuals, people we know, people we hear come on the Power Hour and speak out, and we can hear who these people are. There's no more hope in the store shelf. Solgar is owned by Monsanto. New Chapter is owned by Procter & Gamble. And Mega Foods has just been sold out to, I forget the name of the corporation, but similar. Okay, so bye-bye. There's nothing more I can do except buy maybe some local veggies at my local health food store. It's got to be Power Mall stuff, because that's where you have quality control in its purest form.
And I want you to know that, you know, we've had at least, I believe it is now, 10 of our people, our vendors, that have been attacked by the FDA. So that tells you right there.
You're doing the right thing.
Yes. And I want to say, with respect to North American Urban Spice, Dr. Cass Ingram, how many people that own a corporation, let me just ask you this, how many people that own a corporation, whether he's right or wrong about what he's saying on nodisinfo.com, but how many of them would venture out to make the statements that he made? I don't know of anybody. They'd be so afraid of what would happen to their business.
Absolutely.
And he does not have an ownership in North American Urban Spice, but he does talk about their products, and he does promote them because he believes that they've saved his life. So I just want to say, realize the people that are doing the right thing. Buy from the good guys. Buy from the good guys. Thank you very much. So,
Ringing in the ear.
Ringing in the ear.
He was
speaking
about that before
the
break.
Yes. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, and so as I turned my head and I realized, okay, this is not compression on my eardrum or just some kind of, you know, thing going on physically, the noise was coming and going. So as I followed, I just kind of pointed my head toward where the noise was emanating from, and then I wind up at the outlet, the plug on the wall, and it's this little box, adapter box, that goes to my shortwave radio that I'm listening to the Power Hour on. And this little adapter box, well, remember in the old days when a plug just had two or three prongs at the end? Now they make you buy this little box that plugs into the wall called an adapter, and it's a 3, 6, 9, or 12-volt adapter. And guess what? They're making an extremely, extremely high-pitched whistling noise that's extremely bothersome, and it's just within the human hearing range. It's almost to a dog whistle, so you have to go down and kind of follow, but you will hear it, and it's bizarre, and it's intense.
Okay, but what about those people that are having these problems with ringing in the ears and they don't have a shortwave adapter?
Well, I look around. Your cordless cell phone thing that plugs into the wall has one. There's a whole bunch of other appliances now that require having one. I would look to that as probably 40 to 50% of the ringing in the ears. Now, once again, so many people are overweight that there is natural compression on the eardrum that takes place. And people, until they lose the weight and get in shape and start deep breathing, getting some exercise and really getting physical with their life and getting, instead of sitting around and being a hearer of the word, be a doer of the word, and get up and get out and get active.
All right. Anyway, hey, thank you very much, Eric. Thank you very much. That's a good incentive right there. Thank you very much.
Yep.
And give me a call and we'll find out about doing that. I'm really impressed with what he is doing, that we can be in the solution mode. Let's go to John in New York now. John in New York, you're on the air at the Power Hour. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Joyce, Josh, Noel, how's it going?
We are blessed. Thank you.
Yep, we all are. Want to know why? Because the Fountain of Living Waters brought the Holy Spirit down here, and my son and I witnessed it. It was a cosmic snake full of the seed of life that came across the sky one night, dropped down, held spot. The flow stopped so we could see what was in it. It looked like polywogs, and then...
Wait a minute. What are you talking about? Excuse me. I mean, I love everybody's religious experience, but what the heck are you talking about?
What I'm explaining to you is exactly physically what we saw. We saw a river going across the moon. It was about the eighth size of the moon, and it looked like it was a tight river of water, sparkling like. And I go, Johnny, do you see that? We were just headed in the house, and we just happened to look up in the sky at the moon. And he's like, yeah, I see it, Dad. So anyways, this thing, we couldn't take our eyes off it, right? Because it's strange looking. There wasn't no chemtrail. Besides, the clouds were streaming across the sky, and this thing was like, had no effect to the wind. It came across of the wind, straight down towards us, and like expanded a little as it came closer because it was...
Okay, and what happened? What was the end result of it?
Well, the end result of it was the flow looked like water and lightning together, and then we're like, what the heck? And then it stopped. It, like, stuttered and stopped, and there was no water or lightning in it. It was spirit. I swear, I'm telling you the truth, it was nothing but polywogs all the way down, one in a row, and the front two, it was clouds. It was coming out of the clouds and going into the clouds, but where we could see it.
Okay, well, you lost me, but thank you.
Polywogs.
Yes, polywogs, frogs.
Definition, is the class of vertebrates that live on land but breed in water. That's a polywog.
Yeah, so frogs were on it. I'm sorry, I can't, I don't know where to go with that, but thank you very much for the phone call.
Congratulations on your experience.
Yeah, that you had an experience, obviously. I don't know if we can share that with everybody. Dave in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, Dave. What's on your mind?
I'm glad to hear you're feeling spunkier again.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you.
You know, I don't know if it was Dr. Aitrawat or Dr. Sherry Edwards, but one of them said that their frequencies only work on analog for general things and digital for parasites. I don't think it was Dr. Sherry Edwards, but her frequencies are they're probably digital, correct, do you think?
Gosh, I don't know the answer to that. I think you're probably right.
Yeah, you can ask her. Oh, and the other thing, and this is just, you know, a simple observation or whatever, but when A. Truat said that 60 hertz was the frequency of calcium. And I'm wondering, boy, we've always had our electricity at 60 hertz. How come there's been osteoporosis? But that could be the lack of magnesium or vitamin D you need to absorb the calcium.
I'll tell you, I the issue of frequencies, I am really, really, really getting interested in that now a lot. And also another thing I'm getting interested in is frequencies in the flashes in the computer that you don't even see that are subliminal. I've been doing a lot of research on that recently, too. We want to do a show on subliminal stuff,
what
too.
What about televisions as
exactly.
well?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, television and computer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. I just want to give a little plug for you because, you know, there was talk about rice having arsenic in it. Well, that was a long time ago. That's where the cotton fields were, and mm-hmm. the rice, the arsenic was used to kill the boll weevils or whatever. So it's still in the soil there. But if you get, mm-hmm. you can find organic rice. You know, it's pretty bland. But if you go to, and buy your spices from Joyce, you can eat a lot of rice.
Yes, you can eat a lot of rice, and you can put a lot of spices on it. And I'm telling you, organic rice is the way to go. I would not eat any unorganic rice now, although I know I did the other day. I would not. I mean, I really am serious about the organic rice. And also,
well, there's
thank you.
GM rice that has, human genes in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've got to be really careful.
That's true. Hey, thank you very much for the plug.
You.
Yeah? Thanks, Dave. I appreciate you a lot. Okay. Vincent in North Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, Vincent.
Morning. Can you hear me?
Yep. Go right ahead.
Okay. I didn't realize I was on. Well, I'm glad to hear you're back. It's great to hear your voice again.
Thank you.
I just wanted to ask you, when you were investigating places to seek treatment, did you ever look into the Invita outfit? I believe they were promoted by Dr. Stan when he was still around.
No, I don't know anything about Invita. I never heard of that.
They were, I'm pretty sure it's a place with doctors, and it's spelled Envita .com because they have a website, but they do various, I guess, not conventional treatments for various things like cancer and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to kick myself for not passing that on to you before, but I thought you should know about that.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I'm looking it up right now. I appreciate your letting me know about that. Thank you. Uh-huh. Thank you very much. Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I wasn't planning on talking about it, but I heard the gentleman earlier, he was talking about the COINTELPRO subject with Sam Bushman. I thought Sam Bushman did a great job. I think the point Sam was trying to make is that when you've got mayors and people forcing agendas on the general public and creating a dangerous situation, that to me, that just reeks of corruption. And that was what I was trying to get to yesterday when I called and was talking about the video that Dr. Stan had made about the tax-exempt foundations and their funding mm-hmm. these movements in the country. So it to me, it's no coincidence that thing goes on today, and it's becoming more and more dangerous, and you've got the Occupy Wall Street stuff going on. And I think it's all building up to this idea, this humanist idea that we're just going to live under this one world society and submit to whatever tyranny they want to impose on us. And I just hope people will, you know, be aware of that and fight it when they see something bad going on. But I just, it really concerns me what's going on today in this country.
Yes.
Just like you were saying earlier that Obama's talking about free, community college education.
Right.
I mean, there's something they're pulling out of the hat every day.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, absolutely. It really bothers me because, you know, you got your kids are being sucked into all this stuff. And you don't even know whether any of it's good for them or bad. Would be great if everybody could have a free college education, but I don't think the professors would be very happy about that.
So, or the colleges, probably. Hey, thank you very much. Good points that you make. Thank you very much, Vincent. Good call. Rose in Virginia. Rose in Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind, Rose?
Hi there, Joyce. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. How would I say? Always remember, Joyce, you are an overcomer. And it doesn't matter what the symptoms, whatever, you will overcome this condition. Remember, the cancer is a small seed. By the grace of God, I have overcome it, and you will too. Now, I have a source that might be a help. One thing I wanted to remind you, you know, respectfully, when it comes to radiation, I know that the good intention was there. When Joel and Josh, you know, took it over there, but radiation is something you have to be, as you know, as an RN, is something you have to be cautious about it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, if I were you, I have to say it like that because I'm not an MD. There's other ways you can reverse everything. And apart from the faith and standing in the Word, like you always say, I will remain standing. So if I were you, you know, just consider radiation as something you went for an alternative. Now, I know of this doctor. He's in the St. Louis area, Missouri. His name is Dr. Myers. And he has a clinic, La Giana, and I'll give you the number. I contacted him, and I was supposed to call you, and I kept forgetting. The number is 314-878-6868, and he's very good. You could hear him. I hear him every other Tuesday at the John Moore Show in Republic Broadcasting.
Okay, we got to go. We're coming up against a break. Thank you very much for that information. I will check that out. Thank you for letting me know about that, Rose. We'll be back. 3 minute break. Stay tuned. Final segment. Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Who is moving on the water? Who's holding up the moon? Who is peeling back the darkness with the burning light of noon? Who is standing on the mountain? Who is on the earth below? Who is bigger than the heavens and the lover of my soul? Creator God, He is Yahweh. Great I Am, He is Yahweh. The Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Sharon, He is Yahweh. Righteous Son, He is Yahweh. The three in one, He is Yahweh.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us today. Seriously, I mean that. I'm from the bottom of my heart. Thank each and every one of you. We've got a caller here in Tennessee, Curtis in Tennessee. You're on the air. Go ahead, please, Curtis. What's on your mind?
Good morning. This is Kirby from Tennessee. Listen to you on WBCR Truth Radio.
All righty. Kirby in Tennessee. Thank you, Kirby.
Yes, ma'am. It's good to hear you. I listen to you quite a lot. Make a long story short, I just wanted to agree a little bit with Josh. Everything in conspiracy theory, sometimes bad things do happen. And, you know, I've got problems with everything from the JFK assassination to 9/11 on up the line. Myself, don't get me wrong, there are some stinky things that happen, but every little thing just can't be like that. I don't think the world works that way.
Mm-hmm.
A quick, for instance, when the Ebola thing was going on, we started having people over here being treated for Ebola. A lot of the sites I went to, a lot of people I listened to in the conspiracy line on the radio, had us all lined up going to the FEMA camps getting inoculated, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, they might come knocking on my door yet. I don't know about you all, but I don't know. I scratched the head of a lot of things, but I kind of wanted to agree with Josh. And I never heard anybody beat the guy you had on earlier, the Cass Sunstein gentleman. Apparently he don't believe anything. It's been everything's conspiracy theory, which is his right, you know, free country.
Cass
but indeed, it's all, that's
yeah,
all
Cass talking. Ingram, and not Sunstein, but Cass Ingram, uh-huh.
I'm sorry, I thought I heard Sunstein. My fault.
Yep.
But now, about like I say, let's all try to keep the level ahead, because there are some odd things that go on. I'm aware of that, and just appreciate your time. Just want to check in. That's the first time I've ever called in to y'all.
Oh, the first time you've ever called in from WBCR. Wow. Thank you very much, Kirby. I appreciate your phone call and your information. You know, and let's just remain level-headed about all this stuff. And we don't have to buy into it. We don't have to disengage from it. But we can just go ahead and focus on the now, which is what I want to see everybody do this weekend, is focus on the now. Be in the now. All of your now moments will be all the things in the past some other time. And so we've got the chance to be in the now, right this minute. And always looking to the future, you're going to waste all your time and spend it in a way that is not going to be helpful. I just think, you know, people need to understand that. And that's something I become really aware of, is staying in the now, because we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow or next year or, you know, 5 minutes from now. We don't know, and it's just, it is so important to be in the now. I want to thank you all for joining us. Josh, you have anything to say?
I love you guys. Thanks for letting me blab my mouth.
Thank you for being with us today. Noelle, what would you like to say?
Oh, I just agree with your point on being in the now and appreciating every moment that life has to offer and being grateful for everything and everyone.
Yes, yes. You all have a blessed weekend. Have a blessed Sabbath. Go do something good for yourself and someone else and stay in the now. We love you all at the Power Hour. Thanks to all the Power Hour people that make this happen. Have a blessed day. We'll see you on Monday.
See you guys.
Bye-bye.